This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spending a few minutes now with Villanova head football coach Mark Ferrante. His squad coming off an impressive win at Richmond. Next up, final home game of the regular season against William & Mary. And Coach, the frustration been building the last few weeks had been tough. The kids came to play, and boy, your defense just made play after play after play.
Yeah, our guys definitely showed up and got off the bus well. You know, you never know how you're going to respond to a 4.5-hour bus ride. But they seemed like they came in with good business-like approach, and all three phases probably played. I don't know if it was our best game overall. There were some things that were correctable, but we ran the ball well. We converted on third down on offense well. We maintained the ball and, you know, was able to keep our defense fresh and keep them off the field. Our defense made a ton of plays, as you said. We had 7 total turnovers. One was a special teams turnover on a muff punt, but the other 6 came from our defense, 5 of which were interceptions, and 2 of those interceptions by Nola Awapatu was returned for touchdowns. So, you know, when you have that type of big plays happening on all sides of the ball, and then our special teams, you know, Andrew Kresge was the special teams player of the week for the conference. He made 3 field goals, the long of 40, and made all 4 of his extra point attempts. We went for 2 on another one. So, you know, good to see a complete all-around game, and those big plays, those turnovers, and the interception for touchdowns definitely turned the game around, because it right coming out of the second half, it ended up being 20-14, and they were creeping back into it, and then those things happened, and it kind of snowballed in our favor. So real good to see our guys bring the emotion, the energy, and those intangible things we talk about all the time, as well as, you know, pretty good execution on offense, defense, and special teams.
And I mean, it has been a tough last few weeks, and it's really a credit, I think, to the kids and to you and your staff that they came with energy, you know, and stayed at that level the whole time.
Yeah, no, that's been really good. I mean, the previous weeks have been tough. A couple close games, a couple not-so-close games. So it was really good to see our guys come out and, first of all, prepare well during the course of the week in practice, especially coming off that disappointing New Hampshire performance, and get on the road and get our what ends up being our first conference win. So hopefully we can bottle that energy a little bit and carry it to our final home game. There's always going to be emotion in this one coming up because it's our senior day. It's our last home game, so our seniors get honored, and that usually brings out a little emotion. So that should help, you know, with that energy and emotional type of aspect to the game. So we're looking forward to that. But it was great to see our guys, as you mentioned, you know, very easily could have, you know, I don't want to say quit because that's really not a word we like to use, but, you know, our guys came in there and, hey, it was another game, an opportunity to go out there and perform well, and thankfully we did.
William & Mary, been a little bit up and down, got some nice wins, lost to some of the better teams in the conference. What do you see on film? What do you expect?
They're good. I mean, Coach Laycock is the you know, senior leader in this league. He's been in the league for a long, long time. They're always going to be a well-disciplined team and so on. It looks like on film they're pretty solid up front on defense, and it looks like they've had some similar things on offense that we've had. They played 3 different quarterbacks over the course of the season. So you know as well as I do, and everyone out there knows, that if you have the quarterback who not only has been there and has experience and knows what to do with the football and also stays healthy, and you have a consistent guy there, that makes all the difference in the world. When you're rotating people through that position, that just leads for inconsistency and so on. So they've had some similar issues as we have, but we haven't played them in 3 seasons now. So they have a really good wide receiver in Deontay Dedman, and last time we played them, he was a freshman, and he's one of the better receivers in the league, and he also is good in the return game. So, you know, we're trying to get on the film yesterday and today and try to get a good feel for who they are, and they didn't play this past weekend. They had their bye, so they'll have an extra week of preparation for us. But not playing them in a few years and not having a game except for their game 2 weeks ago and earlier than that You know, we're trying to get a good feel for what they're going to bring. But like I said, we're just hoping and focusing on what we're trying to do and, you know, hopefully be able to send our seniors out in a good way.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.